Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you in collaboration with Living Proof. Hello, hi, and welcome to The Emma Gunn Show. I am your host, Emma Gunn Awardner, and joining me in this episode is Michael Sean Corby from Living Proof. Living Proof is the hair care brand that strives to solve the toughest beauty challenges, and they do this via scientific innovations and patented technologies originating from MIT. Michael Sean Corby, who is the global creative director of the brand, joins me to explain why the limitations of conventional products provide the starting point for the problem-solving solutions Living Proof has created, including a dry shampoo that actually cleans the hair, doesn't just soak up grease, and there's so much more. In this episode, Michael Sean talks to me about the things we all want our hair to do and the products Living Proof has created to achieve them, how to know what your hair needs, and the hacks that everyone needs to know to better understand their hair. And there's a fair amount of shade cast and thrown at me about my glass hair. Don't worry, listeners, you'll see what I mean. We had a lot of fun, that's all I'll say. All the links will be in the show notes, but here he is, making his debut on the show. It is Michael Sean Corby, Global Creative Director of Living Proof on The Emma Gunn Show. So this is great fun because I get to chat to Michael Sean Corby, the Global Creative Director of Living Proof. Hello and welcome.
Hello and thank you for having me.
Now, we've just been talking about the fact that you are Michael Sean in the same way that you might be Sarah Jessica or Sarah Jane.
Mary Ann or Billy Bob, I suppose.
So you're not just a Mike.
No. Oh, my God. I hate Mike.
Would you get upset?
I just when somebody's like, hey, Mike, it just sounds like, I don't know, someone like I should be driving a truck or something. Nothing wrong with that. It's a bit butch for me, I guess.
You don't see yourself driving a truck with a gun rack in the back.
God, I'm the worst driver. I think I'm the only guy in LA with no car.
Really?
Yeah.
How do you just stay in the same place?
Just Uber and Lyft and walk. You know, I've got the legs. I try and use them occasionally.
There's no public transport in LA, really, is there?
Just Uber and Lyft. Yeah, we had a train and we had tracks, and then somehow a company like a Michelin or one of the tire companies bought all the tracks and covered them. So LA has been, at one point, like in the 30s, 40s, 50s, we were ahead of the game with public transportation, but all those tracks have now been covered and now we're the number one city for cars.
Oh. Crivens. Well, thank goodness for taxis.
So depressing, right?
So, you don't have a truck, you're not a very good driver, but what you don't know about hair, and more specifically, Living Proof.
Yeah.
So, I was just telling you a story before we came online, and I'm going to tell it on this podcast, because I have just been away with a group of beauty colleagues, and we were talking about Living Proof around the breakfast table. And they were all talking about the dry shampoo. And I just said something like, I think the dry shampoo, I don't know if it suits me. I think it weighs my hair down. And the entire table almost got to their feet and just went, it's you. You're using it wrong. And I've never had that. I've never had my colleagues turn on me.
You experienced like a Salem witch trial.
Honestly.
It's just this product has become a revolutionary product. Women... they don't just like it, they love it, they're obsessed with it. I did an event.
But why?
2 weeks ago. Thousands of women lined up just to sort of show their love for dry shampoo. Why? I mean, I think it's as simple as it actually cleans your hair.
Okay, you know, so when I think of dry shampoo, I just think of something that soaks up the dirt and just buys me time between my crappy looking hair and washing it. But this cleans it.
It cleans it. So I guess what you're used to is just dumping a bunch of cornstarch on your head or something, which I think is
it's
what
a regular
most
Friday
of them
night.
Do. She's like, I'm feeling good. Throw in some bacon. I mean, I guess the issue here is that people have just been accustomed to the ones that have been around for, you know, nearly 100 years from France. And you spray it in, it's a powder. And exactly like you said, it absorbs some of the oil, but you pretty much leave it in. Mm. And so we created something that actually absorbs all the dirt and the oil and even grosser, the sweat. Right? Because after a workout, I never sweat. I never or never let them see me doing it. And so this really caught on at some popular spin classes and in communities where people were exercising a lot. It was something that you could just spray on, leave on for 30 seconds, and then shampoo your hair with, you know, that motion of your hands, and all of it goes away.
The motion that you can't see, listeners, is the zhuzhi, fingers in the hair motion.
Yeah, and it's amazing to me. Like, I'll meet women, and they'll say, oh, I love your dry shampoo, and then they use it wrong, right in front of me. You know, they spray it and start wiggling their hands through it immediately. It's not a styling product. It's meant to clean your hair. You would never just pour shampoo on your hair and say, how do I look? So is it working for me?
Oh, okay. So you spray it in. So should I lift up sections, spray it in at the roots, leave it?
Leave it.
Maybe one Mississippi, two Mississippi.
How about 30 Mississippis? Yeah, how about 60 Mississippis? Leave it in there 30 seconds to a minute from the last spray you do. Mm-hmm. Right? Let it do its thing. And what's happening is that, you know, we're based in MIT scientists, and I know we'll talk about that at some point, but it's absorbing. It's like millions of little mops or sponges absorbing the oil and the sweat and the odor, and it needs time to do its job. Mm. And people say, oh, it's white. I have dark hair and it's white. And I say, well, you know, so is your shampoo. Like, the foam of shampoo is white. Mm. Otherwise, you would think there's something wrong with it.
Yeah.
So it's the same thing, and it just carries it all away. You're going to feel the gunk, you know, on your fingertips, and you're going to see it go away from your hair, but it's actually cleaning the hair. And that's why your friends stood up and defended it.
No.
Gotta love that. I've got to thank them.
I've never had my beauty pals literally, like... I just realized at that moment that if they'd been at one end, they'd been in the middle of the room and I'd been at the one end and the dry shampoo had been at the other and we all called their names, they would have gone to the dry shampoo.
Yeah.
That hurt my feelings terribly. But the dry shampoo isn't the only product from Living Proof. And so I wondered if you could tell me a little bit about Living Proof and how where it all started.
Yeah.
Because it very much is the problem-solving hair care brand.
Absolutely. And it really started there. So it started by stylists like myself and MIT biotech scientists. Mm. And when you bring those two together, when you bring hairdressers like myself that were like, everything's the same. No matter what I use, I get the same result.
You know, so bored.
I keep touching the hot stove and expecting a different result, and I still get burnt. And then you have scientists from MIT who really, you know, they have no preconceived notions, no expectations. Mm. They're working on, you know, pharmaceuticals and, you know, biotech science. So they really didn't know what to expect. So the first thing they did was they looked at the existing products. And they found that they all pretty much had the same exact ingredients in different concentrations. Mm. And so their scientific brain wasn't what's on trend, what's being used in beauty, but rather to create something different. And to do that, what scientists do is they first say, what's the problem? Mm. Right? And they have to get to the core of that problem. They have to figure out what's causing it. And once you understand that, that is the spark to innovation. That's what takes you to the solution. Mm. And so we even, you know, it's our mantra, once you understand the problem, the solution is close at hand.
Mm.
And that's sort of how we live our life. So I'm glad you said it's problem solution, because it really is.
Mm.
And that led to our first innovation, which was the biggest concern women have, We're all sporting it today, frizzy hair, because it's, you know, London weather. Yes.
Oh, it's delightful in London town today, is it not?
Wonderfully drizzly. I love it. It's not Hollywood weather, that's for sure, right?
No.
Women were getting frizz. And so our scientists figured out that's because moisture comes in and out of the hair at will, whenever it wants, because we're using silicones to coat the hair. Mm. And silicones are great. They're very cosmetic. They're used in everything. They're cost effective. But they coat the hair unevenly. And so they allow moisture to go in and out of the hair whenever they want. And when that happens, the cuticle swells and the hairs cross and you end up with that frizzy look. So they created a molecule, they patented it, they put it in a product, and it actually won awards before it even existed, which is super cool. So they had to hurry up and make something.
So they created something that would coat the entire hair and wouldn't let in moisture or let it out so that you didn't get the frizz.
Exactly. So a micro-thin barrier, because what a silicone does, when I hear the word coat, I think of silicone because it is very heavy and almost syrupy. And that's why it feels so good in some of our moisturizers and beauty products. And it's fabulous on the bottom of your feet, right? It's nice and heavy. But on your hair, it actually, you know, it attracts dirt and oil, and it's cosmetic. It's not really fixing anything or protecting anything. I like to say using silicones is kind of like putting on makeup when you should be getting a facial. We've all been there. Just another concealer or two.
We've all been there. We were there this morning. My gosh.
Sorry. You look great. You look great.
Thank you so much. The lighting in here is very kind. It's actually making me think about the beauty industry as a whole, mainly because I'm still reeling from the rejection of my colleagues earlier today, but because we were talking about cosmeceuticals.
Yeah.
And Living Proof is now making me think it's a cosmeceutical hair brand.
Yeah. Yeah. Biotech scientists creating real solutions, patented science. So that's what we love as well in this world of Me Too, where one thing exists, like fast fashion. You see something on the catwalk and then it's in the cheapest store immediately, just slightly different. So the same sorts of things are happening in beauty. But when you come from that MIT biotech background, these are patented things, technologies that take years to develop, and they provide real results.
What does that have to do with Me Too?
It isn't Me Too for us. We're doing the opposite. So what I'm saying is people basically take the same basic ingredients and do a Me Too product as opposed to like a cosmeceutical that's actually changing something.
I thought you meant the Me Too.
Are you with me here?
Oh, you lost that kind me. Of Me exactly.
Too. Oh, no. Not that Me Too. Sorry. We got into a whole women's...
We did. Well,
sorry, folks.
Let's swerve it. Reboots. It was a misunderstanding.
Yeah. Copycat, I should say. Is that a better word? Yeah.
Copycat's definitely the road that we need to go down in this one. Hey, it's all good.
Sorry about that.
No, please don't apologize.
I could see the look on your face like, what the hell is he talking about?
It's like, we are going deep into something I don't understand.
Sorry you can't see my face, folks.
Yes. No, it's fine. No, we're all good. So let's talk about... So that's really the genesis of the brand.
Right.
But let's talk about you, your career, and then we can talk about how the two came together.
Ah, yes, of course. Yeah. Well, I think I've always known that I wanted to do this. When I was young, I was told you have that career counseling thing where they say, oh, you should be one of these three things. And for me, it was a hairdresser or a professor, because I've always liked education, or something in the clergy. And I don't know where the heck they came up with that. You know, be a minister of something. Maybe I could see it up on my podium there doing that. But it really started for me at a very young age. I used to gather friends together, not to play ball or to play video games, but to play with their hair, experimenting with perms, maybe at the age of 5. Like, let me give all your friends a perm.
Wowzers.
Oh, yeah, burnt scalps and all kinds of fun things. But I was learning. And then by high school, you know, if you were anybody, I was cutting your hair. And I wasn't doing a great job. I was still learning. But, yeah, and it was the 80s, if you can imagine. So I would just take all the hair to the top of the head and crop it. And it would be very Motley Crue. And they would think they look gorgeous.
Nothing wrong with Motley Crue.
It's awesome, right?
Love Motley Crue.
So that was pretty much my start. And then I got quite lucky early on. by connecting with a Disney artist who just blew up. Her name's Martika. And
oh, wait a minute.
Yeah.
I know of her.
And yeah. I think she did a tour here in the UK. I think I was reading something about that online. But being able to connect, you know, just connecting with my people. I grew up in Hollywood. My dad was a bodyguard for famous kids. So
what?
I know, cool job, right?
Which kids can you say?
So Christy McNichol. I mean, I'm old. I am 50. So if anyone, sorry if I'm just called somebody old, but I just call myself old. Lots of, you know, maintenance, beauty maintenance. Christy McNichol. So there was, oh God, what was the show called? I forget. She was the hottest star of the late 70s.
Okay.
Further dating myself. I know you're younger. There was a star of like all these Burger King commercials named Rodney Allen Rippey. I mean, but so I was a little kid and they were little kids and we would, play together and, you know, I'd fight with them if they took my sliced apples or so I didn't really know to fear celebrity like a lot of people you know, because we can be a bit worshipy. It's they have the slightest bit of fame and we're like, oh my God, I love you.
Yeah.
Do you really? Is it love?
Oh, that's so deep. Is it love?
it's not, right? We can get into a whole narcissism conversation where it's our fault they're narcissists.
Coming to the podcast soon.
Right. But yeah, so for me, it was a comfortable transition and it took me to a place where I was able to work with some talent from Disney and it was a good start. And then I opened a salon. And I put it, I was in a whole sort of Zen place. I opened it on Buddhist holy ground and no creatures were harmed in the creation and maintenance of Planet Hair Studios. And it was great. But then I figured out I don't love managing hairdressers. So sorry if hairdressers are out there, but we can be a pain in the butt. You know? We're artists, you know, so you've got a room full of artists.
A room full of highly creative people can be quite challenging.
Yeah, it's not my favorite thing to do. So then I started working in product development and I'd been doing it with another brand for several years, for 18 years.
Wow.
For one of the first luxury hair care brands.
When did you want to know what was in the guts of the product? Like what made you turn the bottle around, look at the ingredients and think, well, this is what actually makes this work and I want to now formulate in that process?
I mean, that came from our MIT scientists that were really that thoughtful to say, look, this is what's really going on. I can't take credit for really knowing that, just for being the frustrated hairdresser who was like, this isn't working. It works for a minute and then it stops. Or, you know, it's promising this and this is happening. What's going on? So I have to credit the scientists for really saying, this is why it's all exactly the same.
Yeah.
And so now I really tech out on some of those things and pay attention to what's in them and, you know, making sure that we're leaving out the bad, I think, because that's been a big trend in beauty. It's not only what you put into something, but what you leave out, right? For those of you who've had any kind of straightening to your hair, and we found out what the formaldehyde did, killing our hairdressers. And it's not funny. I didn't mean to laugh at killing your hairdresser. But, you know, sulfates and harsh detergents and these ingredients. So I think it's very important.
I think even as a consumer, I remember going to the hairdressers as a kid and knowing that whatever I had done in the hairdressers, which would usually be styling, you know, a cut and then style, I knew that that didn't last beyond 12 hours.
Right.
And I think what I've noticed now, and it used to make me very skeptical about any kind of recommending any kind of product in salon product, because I'm like, but the hairdressers know how to use it.
Right.
And I think what brands are doing now, and particularly with Living Proof, is you're taking a product that can deliver the result that you would get from a professional just by using it in your own home. And I think that's the trend, that's the development and the innovation that's really made a difference to people like me.
Exactly.
And my brilliant, most excellent
wonderful,
listeners.
Fabulous, And we want people to have that professional result at home. And we want hair to last longer. You know, we've created molecules that don't only work more effectively than a silicone, but they actually keep your hair cleaner longer. They're afraid of water. We call it hydrophobic, and they're lipophobic. And so your styles will last longer. Like, I think of 12 hours. You meant that as a good thing for your style to last 12 hours, right?
No, I knew that, like, my mother had taken me to that. I had very fine, limp, greasy hair.
Okay.
And my mother would take me to the hairdressers for a big blowout, so I'd get bouncy Cindy Crawford hair. And by that evening, it was just back. I just looked like I'd stuck it to my head.
Okay, I'm trying to picture you with the Cindy Crawford hair. I'm sure it was awesome.
Oh my God, burn!
No, I like it. I love it. I think you're more on the glass hair trend.
I can't.
Shiny.
Listeners,
it's natural.
Michael Shawn is seeing me. This is what my head. There's nothing in this hair. This is just my hair naturally.
There's
and
no
I can't
living
bear
proof
it.
In your hair. I mean.
No,
really.
I want curl. I want bounce. I want height. I want volume. I want the lot.
We'll fix it up. We'll fix you up properly. Don't worry. Mm, we'll get the Cindy Crawford back.
It's a deal. So you do have the MIT insight and innovation. You've also got your salon experience. So is that fundamentally what makes Living Proof different?
It really is. It's the stylists and having them. And myself involved in every step of the way in actually testing things in real time. We have a salon within the laboratory, within the office. Mm-hmm. So if a scientist is like, hey, I think this is the solution, we're talking about minutes to get it on a head in the chair. We're so lucky to be located right by MIT and Harvard, where they're very expensive schools, and
students
are willing to get stuff tried on their hair for $30.
You know, so. Oh my God, imagine model night of Living Proof at MIT.
Yeah,
amazing.
Exactly. So no animal testing, just lots of human testing, you know. But it's that, being able to work with hairdressers and scientists. And we don't just have one laboratory, and it's not like a token laboratory. There are four different labs within the offices. I mean, it's serious. There's lab coats, there's Crocs. It's a.
There's lab coats, there's Crocs.
I've seen it.
Okay, we need. The Crocs are necessary. Like, maybe they don't choose to wear the Crocs.
I'm not sure they're ever necessary, so.
No, they're not. Ever.
I'm not sure.
Ever. Right. So you have expertise, MIT, very big, very amazing school. Everyone should go to the town. Anyway, but education is a huge priority for Living Proof.
Yeah.
And you are actually, as a brand, globally making massive, massive strides in this area. And why is it such a big focus? And when I hear, obviously, I get to speak to you face to face. I get to speak with your PR and marketing teams. So I feel what you're doing. But will a consumer see and feel the difference of you putting so much effort and emphasis into the education piece?
Yeah. I mean, what we try and do is you never want to just talk over people's heads, right? You never want to list every single thing you do. And the goal isn't to make people feel dumb in the process by saying, this is what we know and this is what we can do. We call what we do kitchen logic. And so their kitchen logic meets sort of Saturday morning wacky science for kids. And so that's the way we try and show it. When we want to show our products keep your hair cleaner longer than silicone, you know, we don't list ingredients and just talk about that. We dump a giant bowl of cornstarch on a model's head and film it and have her shake her head. And then you see one side is perfect.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Clean. The other side looks disastrous, like she's out in a snowstorm of starch and dirt and filth. And that demonstrably shows the difference between a silicone mm-hmm. and our healthy hair molecule. Mm. We have tests that involve a rubber ducky sliding down the hair. We have tests that involve candy dots, like those hard little candies you would put on a cake to show, right? To show micro-thin thickening dots between the strands. So people understand it's not your traditional product. We don't make a product the way everyone else does. And here's the way we can demonstrate it to you in the simple, most effective way. And we're all in a hurry, right? We've got 10 seconds on your phone. We've got half a second as you walk by in your favorite store.
Yeah.
So I think it's very important to just speak to people in a way that we can all visually understand it.
Mm. So what do you say? So the cornstarch and is the dry shampoo comparison?
Yeah, it's one of the places where we use dry shampoo. But that's mainly for our healthy hair molecule that's in all of our shampoos mm-hmm. and all of our conditioners and in our dry shampoo to show, look, this is not only able to clean your hair more effectively without any of those yucky detergents or sulfates, but actually to keep your hair cleaner longer by repelling dirt and oil. And so the cornstarch is meant to just emulate dirt and pollution right. and the environment around us. Yes, it's extreme, and it gets interesting traveling with like a pound of cornstarch everywhere I go. you know, excuse me, sir, what is this? You have one of the toughest airports here as well. You better not have one tube of lip balm over your.
Did you come back through Heathrow?
Yeah, but I'm more worried about leaving tomorrow because when I arrived, it was just straight from America. They don't notice. But trying to get out of here, they watch every little liquid. You can imagine what they think of my pound of white powders.
Yeah,
but we do it anyway because people get it. You know, I haven't been arrested yet. And
what is this for, sir? I'm going to dump it on a model's head.
True
Welcome
story.
Welcome to the United Kingdom.
And a couple mannequin heads. So you can imagine as this goes through the TSA screening or the conveyor belt, they're seeing, you know, a cutoff head that I dump it because no model wants that done to her head, right? And then a giant block of powder. They're like, right this way, sir. I'm going to need you to, you crazy drug dealing murderer, right this way.
Oh, the things you do to get your product
yes,
into
so
people's
education's
hands.
Important.
Education's really important. I like this very much. Mm. We've talked about science. We've talked about MIT. But let's talk about, is it Bob Langer? Is that how I'm saying his name? Oh,
yeah.
Look at
I would call him like our Elvis, our king of the world. And he's even won, he won some award from the Queen of England, like £1 million for his research. He's that scientist, right? The scientist who first said, let's turn over the bottle. Let's see what's in it. Let's identify what's really causing frizz, what's really causing lack of volume, what's causing color to fade. Let's look at that and let's create something.
And was it previously that other innovations weren't going back far enough in the problem? Whereas what Bob did is because he's a scientist, he just looked at it from a scientific perspective as opposed to a cosmetic one. So his solution was always going to be slightly different because...
Yeah, because it comes from biotech, because it comes from pharmaceutical, and because he's brilliant. I mean, he has more patents and patents pending than any other living scientist on the planet.
Mm.
The only person who ever had more was Thomas Edison, and he's no longer with us. I mean, the man is so brilliant and works in tissue research. And so this, you know, and we have another scientist who works with us. She's like, yeah, I have a degree from MIT and Harvard, but I make shampoo. You know, all our other friends.
It doesn't, in a way, it doesn't make sense. Like, well, he's got all these patents and all these patents pending, and he's like this great scientist. Why is he making dry shampoo?
Well, it's a corner of the world that, you know, he knew he could do something different, right? That he could bring the power of his mind and his team and the type of people that are attracted to working with Robert Langer over the years. So he did something magical. And now, of course, we're causing a shockwave where, you know, in the United States, we're the number one prestige hair care brand.
Mm.
And it proves that if you do something different, if you really do change the way people's hair looks and performs, then they will buy it.
Mm.
And I think that's you know, other people will try, but they don't, you know, they don't want to spend the money. It's expensive to develop your own molecule. It's cheaper. It's easier. To your point of, you know, why didn't people dig deeper? I don't think they didn't necessarily dig deeper. It's just silicones work okay. They work enough. And hair being caught in a cycle of damage where you feel you need to shampoo it every day or every other day, that's not so terrible for sales. Us telling you shampoo once or twice a week, it's plenty. that goes against all marketing right now. I want them to use our products as much as possible. We know that you build the kind of loyalty that would make a team of your best friends over lunch attack you over saying breakfast. Anything ill about Living Proof.
Well, actually, also, one thing I definitely notice is my pals in the industry who are exacting, like they have very high standards for products. And to that point, when we started talking about shampoo and conditioner and what we're using in the shower, loads of them on this trip have bought travel sizes of Living Proof. And that's a testament.
Absolutely, because they're probably staying in nice hotels that have nice enough brands for your hair.
They did.
We've all done it, right? We're thinking, oh, they've got the good stuff there. I don't have to pack a thing. But no, once you are silicone free, your hair stays cleaner longer. Your style lasts longer. So it's worth packing a few extra pieces in the bag to know I'm only going to style my hair once while I'm on this trip.
Yeah. Now, there are lots of hair types and there are lots of hair concerns and hair issues. Long-time listeners will know mine is thinning and fine hair. And so I'm really nervous about anything that I put on my hair. Really, really nervous.
Yeah.
But how is it that loads of my friends who have very different hair types, they're either like very, very thick and curly or very fine, but they all really like Living Proof. How do you categorize hair and how do you offer such a broad solution profile?
Yeah, so what we did was we looked at the biggest issue for each of those hair types. Mm-hmm. So we've already discussed people who go frizzy, people whose styles don't last because of the frizz. They revert back to that sort of coily shape. That's the healthy hair molecule. Mm-hmm. We then looked at the next biggest concern women have, and that's you. Fine, flat. I think your hair is gorgeous. I think it's right on trend for glass hair trend. But, you know, grass is always greener, right?
But so, I know. But even you saving glass hair, I'm like...
Yeah, right. Yeah, I don't want glass.
I want to jump across this table and smack you.
Yeah. All right. Bring it. So what we did was we looked at not the fine, thin hair and thinking, oh, can we coat it with something and can we make it hold? We looked at hair like Chaka Khan. What does she have that you don't? What she
has? She has a lot that I don't. She's got rhythm. Right, she's got soul. She's got range.
Her octaves are just incredible.
Chaka Khan. Love her. Sorry.
Chaka Khan. But what she has is space and texture and friction between her strands that you will never have naturally. But what we were able to do was create a thickening hair molecule that sits between the strands and creates that space and creates that friction and creates that texture. So your hair will not only look fuller and thicker, which you could get from any traditional mousse or hairspray, it'll look fuller and thicker, but then try and touch it, right? So this actually behaves like the Chaka Khan hair. So it's going to look, feel, and behave like naturally full, thick hair. That's the scientific approach. So then that woman, we created a franchise for her, and it's called Full.
And that's just the shampoo that has the molecule that gives the space, or all of it?
So everything but the shampoo, because the last thing you want from shampoo is to try and create space and texture and thickness.
Okay.
What you want from shampoo is just good, healthy, clean. That's not going to destroy your color, right? You want to keep everything intact. What you want from your conditioner is lightweight moisturizing. Everybody needs it, just like everybody needs to put moisturizer on their face. You need to strengthen your hair for all the damage you're going to do with a blow dryer and so forth. So that sets up the hair with just a good, clean, bouncy start. And then all the styling range, except for one product, has the thickening hair molecule.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And then for the, I would say the other categories, not to go on and on too long, but the other categories would be like, have you done something that's damaged your hair? Right. And so what can we apply? What technologies can we use to restore and rebuild and repair? We have a mask, for example, that makes your hair 20 times stronger after just one use. One time using this mask. Incredible. And now our latest challenge is, you know, the color care.
Mm.
And, you know, women are coloring their hair more and more. You've got colors from oil slick to rainbow bright mm-hmm. to blondes to icy colors. And so we've created a molecule for that that really locks and blocks. Mm-hmm. So it locks out everything unwanted and blocks everything from sort of getting into it and taking it away. So
what if Chaka Khan is listening to this episode and she's thinking, but all I've ever wanted is Emma Gunton. I'm sorry, that's the most ridiculous thing I've said on air, but let's go with it.
I love it.
Do you have a solution for that? Because as you say, the grass is always greener. Somebody Absolutely. With that kind of texture hair might be wanting something smoother.
Exactly. So for her, because that naturally sort of friction and texture between the strands, it's fragile and damaged and dry, and so she's going to want the strength, like I was just talking about in our Restore franchise. And for her, we've got a high concentration of that healthy hair molecule. Again, what it's doing is really protecting that hair from frizz. So we've got something that she could take the hottest blow dryer, the hottest iron, and really just work through her hair in half the time and maybe not get it as sleek as yours. No, she couldn't. That flat, really? No, I'm kidding. Just kidding. She's going to hit me.
Such a burn.
She will hit me before the end of the day.
What are the most common hair issues? Is it the fine? Is it the lack of volume? And is it is hair being fragile something that you're seeing more people? I'm guessing back in the day when you were in the salon, people didn't come in and say, my hair's so fragile. Yeah. Is it because we've got heated tools now? Because heated tools didn't used to work.
No, I mean, they would. You think of those sort of junky blow dryers with a comb on them that made more noise than any sort of effective shape on your hair.
Mm.
No, their tools are better now, but they're crazy hot. Mm. I mean, thank you, GHD, for what you gave us, but also you took some things away, which is called the entire lipid layer of the hair is probably gone because we are addicted to them, right? They probably thought, oh, do this occasionally. But, you know, the second we hairdressers started actually handing an iron to the client, she was like, oh, yes, give me more.
Yeah.
And so it has created just a totally different lack of integrity to the hair. Mm. So that is a big issue. But I would say still number one, if not number two, would be volume and maintaining volume. And that tends to be, you know, probably ages above 30, right, where the primary concern is, you know, getting volume and maintaining it. I'd say a bit younger, then you're always kind of frizzy or broken or damaged and
really?
Looking for it to be smoother. Obviously the soft wave, but they still want it a bit shinier. And now there's this whole texture crowd.
Yeah.
I mean, could you imagine in the 60s going to the salon and be like, yeah, I want beachy waves. They'd be like, okay, so here's the mental institution. Right? I mean, so times have changed and what we like has changed. But I would say now you can do whatever you want. And so the requests are really growing for all avenues.
And I think the one thing has come up many, many times on this podcast is how empowering it is to know what you're dealing with, whether it is understanding what your skin type is or if you have a particular skin concern, understanding what that skin concern really is, where it comes from and how you can solve it. And I think what you guys do really well is you actually really handhold people without having to go into a salon, without having to actually speak face to face. You have a very good interactive system on the website where you handhold people into understanding what their hair type is.
Yeah.
Because for a long time, I thought my hair was heavy because it was flat. But
okay.
It's not heavy.
No. We could actually thicken it up a bit.
Anytime you want.
Okay, good. Yeah, we actually, on our website, we have a product selector and, you know, you answer the questions and then boop, up comes the answer. And we've spent thousands of hours into figuring out all the different dynamics of, you know, how you're answering the questions. And then that puts it into a rhythm of recommendation. And then when you look at the products in the stores, it's about just being clear about what it does. Mm. It doesn't need to be this incredible, radiant, magical name where you're wondering what the heck that's going to do at the end of the day. We're just very clear about what it does. And we speak about, you know, the result you're going to get. So one is called No Frizz. I think you get it, right? When it's called full. We don't mean you already have full hair. We mean you want full hair.
Yeah.
Restore. Ah, that's me if I have any sort of damage. And then our newest baby, of course, is color care. And so anyone, that's their primary concern. Although we've told them for years, all of our products work beautifully on colored hair. I think some women, and nowadays with the investments, right, I think it must cost at least £200 to get a salon hair color now, right? I would say that's...
I'm a big fan of doing my own. I do root touch up and nothing else.
Look at you. See, I'm not, I mean...
But he's looking at my roots now, listeners.
Yeah, no, I'm on it. Sorry. It's great.
I just pre-mix, do it myself in my bath. It's just so much easier.
I have a secret. I do it too. I do.
Twinsies.
Yeah, but I don't do the highlights. I would... Could you highlight your own hair?
I have before. I mean, really? It looked shocking.
Not shockingly good.
No, I mean, I have done like low lights, you know, where you just get a, where it's like a high street product and you just comb it through.
Okay.
And it kind of looks all right. But I find that if I do, if I use the permanent dye on the roots and nowhere else, it kind of grows out into something that resembles a slightly ombre.
That's me. That's what I do.
Oh my God. And I didn't go to hairdressing school to figure out how to do that.
Yeah, but I'm actually licensed to do it. And I find the best application is like airport or hotel toothbrushes. They're beautiful for applying it, and then it's one less thing to travel with.
Huh. Yeah. Noted.
Little tip.
Great tip. I like that very much. Okay. Right. We are coming to the end of our time together, so let's talk about what's next for Living Proof. Because I think it's really valuable to understand what a brand stands for and where it comes from. And the thing I've noticed and the reason why we're doing this show together is because I've really noticed how attached people are to their Living Proof products. And like I said, the whole thing about the dry shampoo this morning actually happened. This is not a staged or fibbed about thing in order to have this conversation. So what else is coming? Because it does seem to be, you've been ahead of the curve, you are in people's bathrooms and their hearts. So what do you do next?
Yeah, so I mean, I have to look around how much of a peek under the curtain can I give you?
Basically, he signed a non-disclosure and he's worried about breaking it.
So one thing that's just on the cusp of launching, if not about to launch any minute now.
He's looking around for the okay.
We look around. Is our color care, and I mentioned it briefly, but this is really something that protects your color. It's going to last twice as long. And then you ladies who are out there, if you've ever had an ombre or a blonde or, you know, anything in between, I call them nombres, where you're not sure, quite sure what it's happening. It's become such a dark root. We've got a solution for you, and we've made a light whip glaze and a dark whip glaze.
What?
That aren't mousses. I know, it's crazy. So it's a mousse with no hold. It's giving you shine. It's giving you softness, and it's giving you tonality. So it's a mousse that's like a treatment. It's a beautiful application on the hair. You use it right out of the shower. And if you are any shade of blonde all the way up to, say, a caramel blonde, you just put on the light whip, about a golf ball size, two golf balls if you have longer hair, roots to tips, and then you put in your styling product, style as usual. And it's like being able to see the world. So they say see the world through rose-colored glasses. This is to see your hair through lavender-colored glasses, except it's not so overly pigmented, right, that it's depositing or staining your hair. Or what I find when I've used those colored shampoos and conditioners, have you ever used them? Mm-hmm. The color is everywhere but where you want it. It's in your nails, it's on your shower curtain, it's on your walls.
So does it elevate your blonde, or does it add a lilac tone?
It takes away the brassiness, it takes away the yellowness. Not only that, but we made a dark whip. So for your tone, for auburns, for reds, for coffee, for the darkest black, all color contains a blue and a red tone. So our crazy scientists, again, have gone to work to take these different values of red and blue and different weights and different pigment levels to adjust it perfectly to work anywhere from red through the brown phases into dark brown and black. And so we've just made it simple for you to maintain the perfect salon quality, or for you, the box quality that you've, that you've done on your own.
She's so much shade.
Really just going to hit me once. So for you to maintain that quality, right, that salon quality, whether and there's some great products you can do that yourself. Mm-hmm. And what I like to say is great color should grow out, not fall out. And so this will allow you to keep that beautiful shade all the way through. And so we're very excited about that. It's we did a huge event for it yesterday, and everybody who's using it absolutely loves it. So
I can't wait to try
that
it.
That is the new thing. And then I would say getting in trouble, but there are things down the road that are working toward customization, I would say. You know, really
listeners, being able to customize getting the, your cake.
Getting the cut, like, knock it off. Don't talk about it. Don't talk about Fight Club. But
you'll
customization is a huge trend. Yeah,
you'll
I'll
just come,
have to back.
Come back. This has been really interesting. I really appreciate you taking the time to talk to me about this, because I do think it can be so hard to stand in the aisles or online and shop for the products that you want in your bathroom or in your home and that you want to use. And I hope that listeners, what you find useful about this is just kind of understanding where you guys come from as a brand, what goes into the products, and how they can be really helpful. So thank you very, very much for explaining all.
And thank you. This was really fun. And she didn't actually hit me yet, but there's still time.
The microphone's going to get unplugged. it's going to be used to wallop. Anyway, Michael Sean Corby, thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for listening. I do hope you enjoyed that episode of the podcast. If you want to get in touch with me, it couldn't be easier. Just email me at thebeautypodcast@gmail.com, or you can slide into my DMs on social media, where I am at Emma Guns. If you'd like to chat to me and thousands of other listeners of this podcast, then join the Facebook group. The link to join is in the show notes, which can be found wherever it is that you're streaming and downloading this podcast. And that's also the place where you can leave a 5-star review and maybe a couple of sentences about what you enjoyed about this episode. And I'd be so grateful if you did. Thank you so much for listening. I will see you on the next one.
Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.